Good morning.
So recently I've been given assurance that it's on Hutzchish Mishpat, and we went for the Sukkah Bal Tolim, which for a lot of people was quite a big lot of tradition. So I thought today we'll go through the Sukkah, a very, very overview of the main Gemaras, and then we'll try and apply it to Halacha Lamais. It's much bigger than a half an hour share, but some Halacha Lamais will come out. So we start off by...
We have to go on.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so on.
Okay, fine. So, as I was saying, I'm going to go through the Sugya of Bal Tolim, a very, very brief overview. And hopefully, we'll come up with some halacha lamais. So we have a pasuk in the Ikra in Tesfut Gimel. Okay, it says in the pasuk, "Sashu gets your echvali sigzol. You should not abuse, defraud your friends. You should not steal off him. Solin pulas sochet itzva abrikle. You should not your wages of your workers shall not remain with you until morning." Got another pasuk in Devarim, "But sashu sochet oni ve'evyoy. Achecha oim engel fashiv etzrecha v'sharecha. But yoyim etitin schoy on the day you give your scha of your wages or sovi alav. You should not stay by you. Hashem ki oni who because he's an oni." The Elof who knows it as Nafshoi, and on that he's relying. Okay, so these are two main psukim of the Chiyuv of Bal Tolim. Now, Bal Tolim happens to be, there's a derisa of an Asay and a Lois Asay. The Asay itself, the Rambam writes, is actually not only to Yidin but to Goyim. Paying your work, non Jewish work on time with Yitzah, your Chiyuv Asay. If this is Asay, if you pay it on time.
Yossi, you turn it off.
I'll just try to pull that. Okay? Try to get off? No.
No, I'm trying now.
And then, Ram says that it's a mitzvah say to pay your goyim as well, but the general loser say that the lab of paying the worker on time, that applies only to you. Now, the Gemara in Roman Seer, that's for you, that you don't fix. If you have a Gemara over here, Mishnah, Sche yoyim, goyim kol alayla. Sche yoyim, you goyim kol night time. Sche layla, somebody who works at night time, goyim kol yoyim, you goyim the whole day. Schir shois, schir hours, go over kalaila or kalayim. You go over the whole night and the whole day. And the Gemara is going to explain what this means. Schir shabbos, schir chodesh, schir shonah, schir shvuah, whether it works for a week, a month, a year, or a shmita, a seventh year cycle, like Yaakov with Lotha. Yotz by yoim, go over kalayim. The leads are that if his work finishes by day, you've got the whole day to pay him. Yotz by light, if his day finishes by, his work finishes by night, go over kalaila or kalayim, he's got the whole day. And the whole night to pay his work on time. It says more on that. Tana Rabban. Minayin ha-schiyoyim shikubi kalayla. How do you know that schiyoyim is gubi kalayla? Tamanu, we have the posuk, the first posuk, lo yisolin, put la schiyah etzvah adroikin. Posuk ma'yikra, that tells you have until the morning to pay it, which means you got the whole night. But minayin ha-schiyoyla shikubi kalayim. And how do you know that the schiyoyla is gubi kalayim? Like you've got the whole day to pay him. Shinema ha-yoyim etitin schori. You got the whole day to pay up his work, meaning he's worked the whole night, now you've got the whole day to pay him. So maybe see the other way around. Why are you saying that someone works by day, you got the whole day, you got the whole night, somebody works by night, got the whole day? Maybe it's the other way around. Because since the work only finishes at the end, so a guy works the whole day, he finishes marriage bang on shkia, or nacht, because then you've got until the next, you got until next morning to pay. Tonarabon, in Masha Shanem, there's solemn plus schiitzka. Any idea, she'ad boiker, don't you know until the morning? Why do I have to say both? Ma'at hamadim ad boiker, why do I say until the morning? Melamin she'ina over, but ela ad boiker wishin bulvat. They only have the first day morning to pay. Kam elach, ma'an what about further on? Omarav, omen lum, over mishum, valtashaya, the over mishum a derabonon, or pushing off payment. Omakura, omarvis, what's the kura? Al tumin reach leaf, vashur, mocha esmi yeshitzko. So that's a one gemara, let me speak it out, outside and clearly. Mishnah says that is, that somebody that works during the day and he finishes his work at the end of the day, he's now got the whole next period to pay. Somebody that works the whole night, and he finishes at the end of the night, he's got the whole next day to pay. Somebody that works and finishes in the middle of the day, so he's, we call it a schir shoyes, he works from 9 to 5, and let's just say shkir's at 6. So he's got from 5 to 6 to pay. His worker finishes his work at 5, shkir's at 6. Mm-hmm. Abbas Chesed said we got to be machmir both ways because of deraisa, whether shkir and macht. Okay? But you got till, he's going to watch shkir today, so you got till shkir to pay, and then you pay. If he works the whole night, then you pay him the whole day. If he works, let's say he's got a night shift, and he finishes at 3 in the morning, and Alois is at 6, he's got 3 hours to pay. That's the very basic halachas of Balsam. Now, the next Gemara tells us, Gemara Baban Si Kufiyat Aleph, tells us that this is not only Echad Tzchir Adam, whether I hire a person, Echad Tzchir Behema, or I hire an animal, I hire some of these animals to use, or Echad Tzchir Kelim, I borrow someone's Kelim, I hire someone's Kelim, so I rent someone's car, I say, can I please borrow your car for 4 hours and I'll pay you a certain amount, I have to pay him whichever owner I finish in. So if I give back the car on at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I've got till shkir to pay. If I give him the car back after the late drive back from London for a chassan, let's just say, and I give it back at 3 o'clock in the morning, I drop off the car at 3 o'clock in the morning, the chayyur would have to pay, and you've got until till the morning to pay. So now, another small more. Emma says, mentioned Tavoy, Lu Tavoy, Ina Uvalov. That's good to know where he demands payment, not when he does not demand payment. So let me just give a brief. This is a very, very brief overview of the main halachas of when you have to pay. So first we say that you have to pay whichever time you finish your work, whether it's day or night. Somebody works for a very long extended period, like he works for a whole week, or he's got a rent, or he gets paid for a few months. At the end of that work period, whenever that finishes, he's got till the end of that day to pay on time. If he does not pay on time, he's over about then. But once he's missed that date and he's gone over and he's not paid on time, he's been over a lav, he's missed an assay, but now he's no continuous lav. It's not like he gets baltal on every single day. However, there's a different derabon of baltashah that if he delays payment on purpose, he's over baltashah. Okay, so that is the very basic overview of when you chayv. Now, there are six main exceptions in the Gemara when this does not apply. So I want to go through the six exceptions and then I want to then go through a lot of my to try and get some small cases just to bring it out, bring out that office. If we take a look at the next Gemara, the next Gemara tells us in Ramatzia Kufit Aleph from Aleph, Oma Rabba. Sorry, Kufit based on Oma Aleph. Ema say, when is this? Bisman should tavoy when he asks for the money. Lo tavoy, if he does not ask for the money, then Eno Ovelov is not over. That's exception number one. So let's say I've got a worker, he doesn't demand the payment. He doesn't even, as we'll see soon, he doesn't even imply he wants payment, then you're not have to pay yet. There's no issa balton until he claims that money. Tono balon, lo yisodim kulas tzachil, yochel afi lo tavoy, tamadim itzchav, that's what we know, the dad's call. Yochel afi le'enoi, let's say somebody doesn't have money. I don't have money, so I can't pay. Tamadim itzchav, it has to be shish itzchav, it has to be that you have money to pay. So let's say I hire a worker, which, by the way, it's a guess that I do not, if I think I'm not going to have payment at the end. Someone told me recently, a worker told me recently a story where he had finished doing a certain work, I don't give away who it is, and he was in the middle of almost finished, and he said to the person, it's time to pay up the remaining £2,000. The person says, I don't have the £2,000. So he says, so why did you hire me? He goes, I thought you were, if you're a worksman, you always get messed over anyway, so you're used to it. So I had true story. So I'm going to hire you anyway. True story. That's the gezel. It's a gezel. But let's say he intended to have the money and then he lost the money, doesn't have the money to pay, then, or he doesn't have it on him, he's not got it tied up somewhere, then he's not over Baltali. On this note, Rabbi Eger tells us on the Shulchan Aruch that if he's got something of value, not cash, that he can give over to the, sell easily or give over to the worker, he's got chiyuv baltali, he's got this baltali, he doesn't give that over. Chofetz Chaim and Abbas Chesed tells us that if somebody's got an opportunity to borrow money, just like if I had to borrow money to, let's say, come Sukkot, I don't have money for my lulav. So I'm not money myself, I say, please can I borrow some money to buy my lulav and I'll pay you back when I get the money. So too the Issa, the Mitzvah Saseh, and the Issa Loisaseh of Baltolin, so the Loisaseh wouldn't apply because you don't have the money. But the Saseh of paying him on time, that would apply, and therefore it's like any other Mitzvah Saseh which you should borrow money for to be able to pay on time. The next part of the Gemara tells us Yochel afil himcho itzal chemi beitzal shulchanim. Tamlo me itzalcha loishem cho itzal chemi beitzal shulchanim. So the next case is like this. If let's say I have money set aside somewhere, and I tell him please go to my bank, or I have it nowadays will be less common, but let's say I've got a tab in some sort of shop that I know you want to shop in, and I can pay you in that way. Please go and you get collecting money from there, then you're not over Baltov. And that's so for three exceptions. First one is he's not paying the money. The second one is that you don't have the money. And the third exception is that you have the money and it's elsewhere, you've told them to go elsewhere. Says the next Gemara in Bob and see Kofi Dav. Omar Rabbar Avuna says Rabbar Avuna. Hani Shakoi the Surah Le Ovi Mishan Baltolim. Those people that work in the Shukah Surah are not over Maltolim. Midi Yadid Al Yom the Shukah Smichelam. They know that you're relying on the Shuk. Al Mishan Baltolim Adi Ova. Let's speak out this case. You've got somebody, nowadays case, you've got somebody who works in diamonds. And he takes off somebody else diamonds. This is more Mechichamemka, but just as a marshal. He takes diamonds off the person. And the person knows that it's given to him in honor, and he's going to go and sell them to his client. And when he gets the money, he's going to go back and pay back his own personal his supply. Okay, so there, that's a makachman. But in supplies, imagine not the same in my supplies. Somebody does a certain work for somebody. He knows that he's only going to get paid when something else occurs. So he knows that this person's relying on. He has a working driver taking him to Leipzig Fair. And then he knows that he's only going to get the money back once he's sold his wares in the fair, the other money, and give the worker. That's the normal agreement. Then there's no problem at all. Another case where this applies nowadays more is by an invoice. If somebody gives an invoice, if it's normal to receive an invoice for the work, and you only pay once you receive the invoice, then there's no problem about all until the person sends the invoice, and either said pay today. If he says we're paying in a long time, then there's no baltolin anyway. It's common you can have someone you work for and you ask him for an invoice, he doesn't receive it. In that case, we're not able to melt on. That is the fourth exception. Let's get the last mark on the page.
I mean, you're saying over Balsolin, but originally you said that a person cannot hire somebody you can't pay.
Yeah.
You have the problem, that's the business. Business is you hope to get it in order to pay by the end of the day. But customers don't come in. It's not as if it's
that's only when it's understood. That's when it's automatically
understood. It's still owing about solid. You don't pay it. If I've got no money, but I intend to pay it. It's not just I'm waiting for business to come in. I'm not owing about solid in that case. I'm still be over if I don't pay it.
If you don't have the money, you know, that's what I'm saying. If you don't have the money, there's no belt on. There's Josh in the Pesuk says, Itzchak has to be, they have the money at hand.
The money shouldn't come in. I haven't got it. I'm not owing about solid.
There's a problem with belt on. If you delay payment on purpose, you mess the guy around, and you don't try and get that money together, then it's a belt shy. The second is a durable. And if you plan not never to pay him, which obviously is not the case in this case, then it's a gesel. It's full arm.
He should have to travel somewhere else to get the money.
Why?
I've got the money in town, go to town. Why should I go to town?
So the machlik is
whether he's going to go 11 o'clock at night to go to town to get money.
So the machlik is whether he agrees or not agrees. It is machlik is whether he has to agree to this or not agree to this. He shows approval or not doesn't show his approval.
When? Before we take the job on?
Before we take the job on.
Only if it's a private, if it's a company, you're not a choy with it.
Company?
If it's a company, you
owe a company money.
So you don't have to pay the company because it's not a person that owes it to anybody.
Possibly. Depends how the company works, yeah. Not for now. And then the last exception, which is a noisen talis soil uman. Let's say I give my talis to the uman, let's say I give my talis to a dry cleaner. The more of idea, he finishes his work and tells me I'm finished. I feel we come out of Soyom even until 10 days later. Ain't over Mishum Baltolim, I'm not over because of Baltolim. Nosan Aloy Bechatseyim. If he gives it to me at half day, Mishkor Aloy Chama over Baltolim. So let's take an example. I walk into a dry cleaner's to receive my talis back. It's just 7 minutes before Shkir. He hands me back my talis, and I start shooting to the guy behind the till. I'm just taking a quick phone call. 7 minutes passes, it's now Shkir, I've been over in Isidore to Baltolim. If, however, he calls you up on Sunday morning and says, but your talis waiting for you, I don't bother picking up until Friday afternoon just before Shabbos. I'm not been over Baltolim. I'm only over Baltolim once I pick up that chifetz. Calls him on the chifetz by him as if the work hasn't finished, and therefore I'm not over on Baltolim. So those are the main six exceptions to this rule. We'll run through again, and then we'll try and get to some halacha maaseh. The first one is if the worker does not demand his wages. Okay, the worker does not demand his wages. The second case is that the owner does not have any money or valuables at hand to sell. Leaving aside the extra mitzvah, which is to be able to borrow money to pay off, that's the second exception. The third exception is where the owner sent the worker off to a third party in order to receive his payment. The fourth exception is that the owner is known to pay only on a certain day. It's known he only pays by the day of the shuk or when invoice arrives. Number five is you've not collected your goods yet. And there's a sixth exception which is less relevant, but I'll just say it outside and bring the Gemara, where I don't hire the person who's working for me. So I've got somebody else who, let's say I want to get my walls painted. So my friend goes to his friend to paint and says, "Do you mind doing some work for your solar rose?" And you're working for him. So in that scenario, since he was hired by him, although I'm the one that hired the money, of course I've got to pay him, although it's gazela, there is a baal talim doesn't apply.
Middle person doesn't hire.
Middle person doesn't hire either because he said, "You didn't work for me, you worked for him."
Yeah, but it's work, he hired him.
But I don't owe him any money. I don't owe him any money. The middle person doesn't owe any money.
The
Shvi'a is the Sorry?
The Shvi'a is the one that doesn't work with the owner.
I can't
hear. Like a management company, etc.
That would be different. If it's a management company, etc., where the worker is working for the management company, and a management company are supplying his service to the, let's just say, the homeowner, in such a scenario, then yes, the management company would be over Baal Tovim, because he's being hired to work for the management company. But here's just a shatan, nothing else, simply a shatan. He just said, "Can you go and work for him?" Now, before we get into alchemizers, there's one interesting thing which we spent time trying to work through and trying to get an answer to. Let's take a case like this. You have somebody that works, let's say somebody is in England, and he's got a niece in Eretz Yisrael looking for some work. Typically, she's a credible wife, and she wants some work. So he says, "Great, I've got some secretarial work. I'll ask my niece in Eretz Yisrael to do work for me. Firstly, I'll be able to give kainos to my family, and possibly even be a bit cheaper than the rates going on in England." So, she finishes her work at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, 6 o'clock in the afternoon, which is already after Shkia in Eretz Yisrael. In England, it's now 4 o'clock, and Shkia is only at 4:30. When am I have to pay? Am I have to pay? Do I have the whole night to pay Eretz Yisrael time, or am I have to pay my time, or vice versa? Let's go the other way around. I'm in Eretz Yisrael. I'm in England, and it is now 8 o'clock at night. My niece finishes her work in America, 6 out of 4, wherever she is. Let's say 5 hours before. So now it's 3 o'clock there, it's 8 o'clock here, it's 3 o'clock there. Then it's going to be that she's during her day. Do I have until the end of the day there, or do I have till the end of my night? I've got much longer time to pay off.
She's doing the job, she's doing work. So she's going after her. When she finishes her job, she basically sends you a bill.
How do you know?
So is it dim in the...
No, it's
dim in the...
She's dating a fact. Maybe he's not here.
She's doing the job. She's demanding the money. She's got to demand the money.
Sorry?
The job has been carried out on the English clock.
English clock, yeah. But so she's working there. Actually.
She's got to demand she's demanding the money. It's like giving the bill.
So I looked around. I found no one speaking about it, because I found a one-liner in the middle of a shuva of Shmuel Vosner. And he doesn't speak out his reasoning. I thought it's the same, and I think that you're saying it's posh. The Pasuk says, again, but we look at the Pasuk, what it says. The Pasuk says, "Yom Titin Schoi, the Yisrael of Hashem, Shkik Oni, Huva, Ilof, Huva, Nusa, Snafsha." The whole reason for the mitzvah is because the worker is waiting to be paid. So the Choyer, it goes boss of the worker, boss of the mentor. And then Shmuel Vosner writes in the Shuvah, in the Chedizayin, I think it's in the Nanof, he writes there, like, in the middle of a whole long Shuvah, he writes a little line, "And the Stoma, somebody's working in a different time zone, will go after the worker, not after the employer." Interesting. Yeah. Now, let's now take a look at some halacha l'maisa on this subject.
Are all these things subject to Mechila?
Yeah, if the person's Mechila, the Mechila. If she's Mechila, or he's Mechila, yeah, of course. Of course, yeah.
Really Mechila.
So... The Avos Chesed brings that the Pashtus is, the Chazok is, that even if he says a Mechila, he's not Mechila. That's the Chazok. Unless he says with a Leiv Sharm, what's he supposed to do? He's just done a whole week's work and he's not getting paid. Make a big fight about it. He says, "Don't want to pay me tomorrow." Of course he minds. He's just worked a week. He didn't work for nothing, so he's not Gemach. Of course he wants to get paid. The Avos Chesed writes, unless you know Bavada that he's properly Mechila, it's not good enough for him to say that I don't want to get paid. Unless the whole setup is that you get paid at least a day. For example, an invoice, That's the setup of how you get paid. You don't get paid till you get the contract. Therefore, it would be allowed. Now, when it comes to rent. So there's a machlokes between. It's a dik and a gemara. Without going into the whole sugya, there's pesachit shuvah, the shulchan, that we're machmir, not alach, we're machmir by rent as well. Which means if somebody has rent, but he pays on the last day of the month. Pays on the last day of the month, not the first day. Pays on the last day of the month, then he's got until the end of that day to pay. So let's say the service finishes on the shkia, so say it goes by the Hebrew date, finishes shkia of the last day of the month, he's got the whole night to pay. Which means if he pays his rent a day late.
Rent is not work,
isn't it? But you say it's a service, we said that in the Gemara, if you hire out a behemoth, hire out Kalim, it's also considered Baltov. That's what the Gemara number four. So the rent, so Pesach Shavu Paskins, he says the Chumra, the Chalukas, which already we've shown him, but he says that Halach Lamais, we are Machman rent, which means somebody does not pay rent on time, it's even Issa Baltov. Another common scenario is, which is, is school fees. When somebody pays school fees, what's he paying for? He's paying for a service, he's paying for the school to hire, to cheat his child. And if he doesn't have the money, which unfortunately is quite common, then okay, he's not even Maltonin. He's got a price to pay because he's got a desk. But if he doesn't have the money, then that's one thing. He has the money, just doesn't want to get, he wants to go on his holiday now, but he doesn't want to pay the money to the school fees. He's got the Issa, Issa derives of Maltonin not to pay.
Why? Because school fees you can pay over a year.
If he pays his school fees, the way my school fees work is that every month I've got to pay for that money.
Every monthly.
One of my children's school fees, it never really happened, but if I get, I'll get text literally on the first or the next month saying, just let me remind you, you haven't paid for last month. Yeah. So that'll be a kid's Issa Baltolin. If you don't have the money, then no Baltolin, but there'll be an Issa Gezlev if you never pay it. Which is unfortunately not unheard of. Another example, which is something to discuss, is let's say somebody has a chasna. He got a chasna. Now, the chasna finishes 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, depending on mitzvahs, no mitzvahs, 2 o'clock in the morning, and Alois at 5. Okay, so now let's just look at the whole day and see what needs to be getting paid. For photographers, there till 2 o'clock in the morning. So now his work hasn't finished yet; he still needs to edit. So there's no problem of Baltonin there. When he finishes editing 4 days later or 7 weeks later at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you've now got to the end of that day to pay him. Otherwise, there's an Issa Baltonin. What about the flowers? So the flower company or person has bought these flowers. There's two parts to these flowers. There's the part which is a service. They've done up the flowers, they've brought them in, taken them out, etc. That's one chiluk. The other part of the payment is the actual flowers, the actual product, the actual goods. So it's, the post can say that you're going to be over about half and not the other half.
Why is it
different
with the photographer? There's also 2 hours.
But he's not finished his job yet. We said before that until he finishes his job, there's no Baltonin. So once he's finished the job, that's when Baltonin comes. No, but the flowers are finished. She's finished. It's now 3 o'clock in the morning, she's packed up, it's all gone. Now, the problem is that there's two parts to it. There's the service of her supplying us flowers, the actual flower, the actual goods. That's a mecha chamanka, that's buying, that's not the service. The other part is her laying out, making the shapes, taking them down, clearing up. That is a service, on that level, it's a Baltonin.
But they have to bill you that day. If they don't bill you that day, then there's no
So question how they bill. Question how they bill.
Why is it not under rent? Flowers under rent. Rent at Kalim, the glasses. I'm going to pay the caterer for the glasses.
No, but they're not under rent. The flowers, so you can keep the flowers if you want. They keep the flowers, the real flowers. If there's any fake, some of the arrangements, some parts which are not yours, like the glass boxes, whatever they are, I'll be renting. I'll be, 100%. Yeah. But the actual product, which is selling to you, and you'll keep it afterwards, that'll be an Issa.
Yeah,
that'll be
right.
I mean, an Issa.
If it involves the Shabbos, what do you do?
Sorry?
If it involves the Shabbos, say a babysitting, whatever it is, Friday night, but you can't pay Friday night,
and
there's no service.
Yeah, Friday night, yeah.
Not because you have to pay before, and you can't pay Friday night, Shabbos morning. When does the service apply?
Yeah, the chur wouldn't apply. There is Abbas Chesed said, let's say I hire a worker and I'm going away. I'm not saying it's the same case, I'm just thinking out loud. I have work and I'm going away. And since I'm here when you start working, I know I'm going to go away, you've got a chiyuv to pay them straight up.
Before you go.
So I'm not saying it's the case, halacha, I'm just thinking out loud that possibly that would be the same thing over here. They're going to finish their work on Shabbos, possibly. They don't be paying for Shabbos, you're paying as part of the bigger payment, the bigger work, a mashal.
If you pay in advance, you lose a mitzvah.
pain and balance of losing mitzvah. Yeah. This is the mitzvah say.
Another case,
a quite common case. You've got a person who comes to Mikvah on Friday afternoon, and he realizes he's left his wallet at home. Okay, so he can't get into Mikvah. So there's this method of getting in by squeezing in with the other guy, and you do the whole little chicken walk through the turnstile and get inside. Right? Now, the question is, firstly, is that allowed or not allowed?
He's paid for the month. So the Shvus Yaakov and Pesach Teshuva says it is built on a man organization by a bad company. Yeah, so therefore one is chayv, one would be chayv, Pesach Teshuva and Shvus Yaakov. You all chayv to pay. Now, if you've taken a service, you got to the end of the day to pay. Which means, let's say you're allowed to do that, and if they didn't mind you doing that in the first place, you'd have to come out before Shabbos to pay. If you didn't come out before Shabbos, it's much too over Shabbos Yodik. You just done a video of not gezel, but Lisolim Hashas. And to get your mikveh, it's not good night. And it's loisa say for an Indian of mikveh Arab Shabbos. That'll be another case. We'll have one more. Let's do another case. Let's say you've got a child. I've got my child, and I say to your child, you clean your bedroom, I'm going to give you a suite. I'll give you a suite, you clean your bedroom. So the Avos Chesed tells us that when you hire a child, so you want hiring money, hire a child, this is baltonin. There's no difference between an adult and child. So if I were to hire a child to do the paper rounds or give out advertisers, and you don't pay him on the right on the day, unless it's agreed otherwise, don't pay him on that day, but it's a baltonin. So it says in Frank Kuniewski, it's the exact same thing with the suite. The payment just happens to be a suite. Now, if I promise a child a suite, if you do such a thing, if I don't give him by the end of that day, I'm an it's a baltonin. Which is I'm sure it's quite a common unkept scenario.
Your own child or someone else's
child? Sorry? No difference. Okay, kids, it says, you do Mishnayis, I'll give you...
That's a good
child. You've done Mishnayis, you've done the service, you have to pay him. You don't pay him on time, it's about something. So obviously the way to get around this is obviously to either...
It's an age.
No, it seems not. I'm just doesn't seem to say any sort of age. It just says you promise on something, you've got to give, or you've agreed something, sorry. You've got to give pay. Therefore, we're an Issa of our son if they don't pay. Regarding what we said before about if you lose our say, so the Rosh Hashanah brings and shows Hamagos, he brings that the chiyuv of biyomitin tzchori brings from the Chavetz Chaim. That if biyomitin tzchori, he has heard b'shein the Chavetz Chaim, that biyomitin tzchori is only a mitzvah, only starts when the job's completed. When you're in the middle of the job, you're not a mitzvah biyomitin tzchori. And therefore, he said the Chavetz Chaim brought down the Chavetz Chaim when you get a taxi driver, a wagon driver. But only pay when it's completely finished. When he disembarks from that wagon, and then pay the text driver, because otherwise he's losing out on the mitzvah say. Why should pay early? Whereas the Rosh Hashanah writes, he argues by saying it's not true because he's only heard it from Shein HaChavetz Chaim, or he just disagrees on the halacha. And he says it doesn't make any sense. He says the whole reason of the mitzvah is to make sure the person gets paid in time. There's no reason why you'll be penalized for not getting mitzvah say, you pay a little bit early. And therefore, as you get in a taxi, as you're drawing up to this train station in a rush, to get to your train, there's no reason not to pay the person up earlier so that you can get out and get down time. And therefore you won't be over on the time, and also you'll be getting Mr. Say of the Yom Tizen Skoy. You'll stop it here. You're not going to stop it here.
Lending money is also gone, they saw it. Lending money, you give them a certain amount of time to repay. There's not service.
It's not service.
You can't charge for it.
Don't forget your hat.
That's one big.
Just make sure you pay the kettle and
then I apologize at school about it.